When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Let me tell you about Dodge. Join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance event. Get behind the wheel of a Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger and show the summer what you're made of. Hurry in today to the Dodge Summer Clearance event and get a great deal on the hottest rides of the summer. Hey guys, welcome to the Castrol CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea. And let me tell you, JB Weld is a new proud sponsor of the CarCast show. This epoxy adhesive brand is used by both pros and experienced DIYers. They've been trusting it for 50 years. It can be found at retailers everywhere, including AutoZone, Walmart, and Amazon. All right, listen up. So Goldberg is on his way to the Goodwood Festival of Speed. He's getting out there a little bit early. I spoke to him over the weekend. He was kind of giving me the lowdown on the Travis Pastrana Evil Live event. But since he's traveling, I reached out to my buddy Tyson Sullivan to come in and chat with me about it. How are you, Tyson?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, man. I don't know if you got a glimpse of Evil Live.
I did.
Travis Pastrana.
I did.
What'd you think? Overall, what'd you think?
Overall, I'd say it was way too long. I thought it was crazy impressive. Travis Pastrana's a badass. But I don't need 3 hours for that devoted out of my life.
Yeah, you know, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Red Bull, huge sponsor. I felt like I saw a ton of Red Bull ads throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good. I kind of fast-forwarded. I recorded it and then fast-forwarded through the first two jumps. Because, I mean, look, all we want to see is, you know, the
you want to see the jumps.
I want to see the fountain jumps.
I want to see the jumps, and I want to see all the specs on the bike.
Mm.
Like I want Roland Sands, his buddy that built the bike, and with Indian, and I wanted to see the bike because the debate was always going to be: is he on a heavy bike? Is he on an old school bike? And I get it; it's never going to be complete apples to apples. But how can Travis Pastrana do something like this and feel like it's an Evel Knievel thing? So he didn't do it on one of his Supercross bikes or one of his Nitro Circus bikes with 12 inches to travel, whatever.
Yeah.
Those bikes are 200, 210 pounds. He went out there with this. It's an Indian, but super modified by Roland Sands. And it's about 340 pounds, which is interesting because when you look at the detail shots, it's a carbon fiber gas tank and stuff. So
oh,
it's 340 pounds, exactly where they want 340 pounds to be, right?
Sure.
And so I saw that.
I'll tell you the thing that was most impressive to me, that whenever I was like, oh, okay, this guy's – he's much more of a man than I am. Whenever he – after the jump, they were like, what were you saying before the third jump
there?
He was talking to his crew guy, and you could tell there was something going on. And then he all of a sudden gives him that awesome sign where it's like, let's go.
Yeah.
And afterwards he goes, you know, we were saying it was 350 degrees is what – once it got to there, we were going to cut it off and have to change the bike or whatever. And he goes, I looked down, and it's 350 degrees. And he's like, we're going.
We've done it.
We're
just
going.
Go.
And at that point I knew – because for me, I'd be like, oh, that's a good excuse to not have to do this. I'm good. It hit 350. But him, no. He doubled down and went for it.
He just went for it because those were water-cooled engines, that little radiator in front. And the guy came over with his little leaf blower, which, by the way, kudos, he had the electric leaf blower.
Hey.
Why can't everybody have the electric leaf blower?
And
everybody's blowing air onto that little radiator, and he's just like, let's keep this thing cool. What was interesting to me is they had three bikes. Okay, so when I saw this, I was like, I get it. The bike is spec'd out. It's 4 inches of travel, whatever. But I was thinking three bikes, three different gearing options, three different shock valving. For the three jumps, that's not the case. They had backup bikes in case he laid them down each time or it was overheating or whatever. He did all three jumps on one bike.
Oh.
And then when he rode from the parking lot with the two jumps to Caesar's Palace, and which was one of the one of the best scenes was him just driving down the strip, doing wheelies and high-fiving tens of thousands of people. It's got to be the greatest feeling in the world.
Have we all not dreamed of that?
And he's got a police escort, and he's doing wheelies and endos and all this stuff on it, and he's doing like little burnouts and high-fiving people, running out, taking selfies with them for miles, it seemed like. So you had a great time doing that. That was all on the same bike. And at one point, the commentators were like, Corey Hart, I think, he was like, he might want to switch tires because he's doing a lot of burnouts there at that point. We saw a bunch of our buddies out there, different commentators and stuff on the show. Goldberg went out there and they invited him as well. So that was done live. He flew out there. He met up in Vegas and they said, they kind of just threw it at him. They're like, you're going to come in. You're going to just be one of the guest commentators and offer some opinions. He's like, I'm down. Let's do it. And as soon as they were done, he's like, I'm turning around. I'm flying to Goodwood. So we chatted a little bit about what was going on. I thought it was a good event. And although the bikes aren't exactly the same, I thought doing an American bike, paying homage to what Evil was doing was great. Now, there's been a lot of talk I saw on social media saying it's not the same and there's never the true Evil and blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. Okay, I agree. It's not meant to be that. But if you look at it this way, we like Travis Pastrana, nice guy. Puts his body on the line for all of these things. Very entertaining. He didn't do this as a Travis Pastrana thing. The whole thing was Evil Live. That guy, his whole thing was, I'm paying homage to Evel Knievel. Mm-hmm. I'm paying homage to the king, to the guy who laid the groundwork for all of this. This isn't really a Travis Pastrana event. This is a throwback to Evel event.
Sure.
There's more clips and stuff. And people were saying, yeah, but, you know, like Evel was better because he can do it while smoking and drinking. And I was like, okay, but in the world of Evel Knievel, his family, his estate, his legacy, what did this just do to reboot some of that?
Completely. And I think you're always in history when people start to do new things and they start to change things, you're constantly going to get compared to the past, right? And I think for this generation and moving forward, Travis Pastrana is that Evel Knievel, right? So he just embodies everything from that and is passing that along to the next generation. Somebody watching that will do a tribute to Travis Pastrana in a few years and be like, well, it wasn't the same as what Pastrana did. And it shouldn't be.
But Travis Pastrana said, I don't want this young generation to forget about Evel Knievel. As everybody's getting older from back in the day of when Evel was doing something, when I was a kid, Evel was jumping.
Yeah.
You know, Adam Carolla is a big fan. He's got the giant Evel Knievel poster out here that was on the set of The Man Show. That's why it's here. That giant poster was The Man Show poster. And we got Evel toys and stuff. It's like the generation is starting to forget.
Yeah.
Right? And Pastrana's going, let's not forget.
Yeah.
This guy was a badass.
Totally.
You know, he was nuts.
He was the first dude to do.
But he created the genre. He's just like, I'm going to start jumping shit. See what happens. Like his first jump was like over two tigers and a box of snakes. I'm like, what?
What for?
Like, are the snakes going to fly out of the box? And like, if he crashes and falls into there, they're going to eat him? Like, it was such like a Vegas idea, but it was done in like, I don't know, like a Barstool fucking parking lot somewhere.
Outside of Pacoima.
Wherever it was. But so in that respect of Travis going, hey, I'm going to do some cool stuff. And hopefully everybody enjoys it. But also don't forget about Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
And this is a big don't forget about Evel Knievel.
Mm.
And for that reason, I liked it. I liked the idea of what he was doing.
I did too. I thought they did a great job of exactly what you just kind of touched on. Harkening back and being like, hey, this is where all this stuff kind of started from. All the X Games that you see, all the front flips, back, all this insane stuff. It started here.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see the guy that was the best and invented all these things that kids look at today say, no, I like that you appreciate what I do, but I got it from this guy.
Yeah.
You know, it started here.
Now, the real meat and potatoes of this whole thing is that this launches History's Car Week, and they're rebroadcasting Cars That Made America, and that's the show that I'm in.
Hey-o. Yeah.
Hey-o. Apparently, they've been launching it with never-before-scenes from last year, and there's a little bit more of me in it.
Ooh.
So I didn't watch it. I didn't see it.
And do you take your shirt off in that one, right?
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Cool. Nice.
I talk about hot rods. My brother calls, and he goes, oh, yeah, I saw you on TV again. You were talking about hot rods. I was like, oh, did I say that the flathead is a shitty engine? And he's like, no. I was like, oh, that's because when I recorded it, and they go, tell me about the Ford flathead. I was like, that engine sucks. And they go, cut. They're like, we're kind of going for more of a more positive thing with this, with this documentary. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I got you. I was like, Ford Flathead is like, set the groundwork for a hot rodding engine. Love that thing. Love that thing.
Just good spin. Yeah. Just putting spin on it.
But that engine sucks. You could build that engine up and do everything you want to it and put a fucking supercharger on it. And on its best day, it's barely 300 horsepower. Like, I get what it did for the genre. It was, you know, but it is not the Evel Knievel of engines, because Evel Knievel was the best and he was a badass.
He was.
And he was groundbreaking.
True.
Flathead's not the best.
No.
So that's what's going on Carwick. You're right. The show was a little long.
It was a little long, but I like what history's doing with the Car Week. Like you said, you know, you got Discovery with their Shark Week, you know, History with now a Car Week. And I think it's an unexplored genre bit. There's so much, you know, that they can really encapsulate in that. It's cool to see.
Their content looks good. Cars That Made America program, they did. The first one they did was that Harley Davidson story, and it was a miniseries, a film, you know, mm-hmm. basically, and it was a reenactment.
That was cool.
So the next year they did that Cars That Made America, but what they did was they did a reenactment movie as well, but in between the commercials, the bumpers, they did interviews, documentary style, and that's how I ended up being mm-hmm. in it, and Mario Andretti and Bo Bachman from Galpin and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And guys like that. So they kind of, on the bumpers, are like, this is a great piece of the story, blah, 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 and mm-hmm. hot rod engines and whatever. And then they cut back to the reenactment
and
movie,
I think it's such a
I thought it was a good idea.
It's a great way to tell that story because you get the best of both worlds. I got to catch a little bit of it when they were talking about, like, was it Edsel Ford? And who's the other guy that moved over to Chrysler? Whatever, so an old guy that used to really design cars. But it was cool because they'd cut back to, you know, actors, portrayals of those events, and it was cool to see that. But then it was cool to come out of that and say, okay, this is what happened, but this is how it's affected history since then. And so I thought they did a really great job.
They told the Lee Iacocca story and Ford and DeLorean, John DeLorean and stuff. Mm-hmm. But real quick, speaking of acting... That's what you do.
That is what I do.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
We're so excited about this. And this is a little premature to say so, but you wrote a movie. You got it going.
Yep.
And you got it funded. And it's going into production soon. It's called Willowbrook.
Yep.
It's not a car movie, but it's all right. Whatever.
It's not a car. There will be cars in it.
it's not Gone in 59 Seconds.
No. Oh, I love Gone in 59 Seconds. I wrote a film with a partner, Billy Flynn. You know, we got tired of all the roles that we wanted. Jake Gyllenhaal taking them.
Fucking Bradley Cooper.
Bradley. and guys telling us this was going to go to somebody with a little bigger name. And we were like, you know what? I'm tired of that. So we wrote this film, and it's really gotten some legs of its own. So we'll shoot it in upstate New York here in the winter. Really, it's kind of a cross between Blue Valentine meets Manchester by the Sea. Dark drama.
Yeah.
And, it's been great. Been really, really great.
Yeah, it's good. I'm just telling you, like, in this world, you've heard us talk about it a bunch of times on CarCast I do with Adam Carolla, and Adam's like, it's so tough to get stuff out there, to get it sold, and Adam's like, I'm going to fucking do it on my own, and I'm making documentaries, and he made Road Hard, and you know, now we've got Uppity, the Willie T. Ribbs story, and the 24-Hour War, and we're doing the Shelby doc, and... I think you and I have been talking about that stuff for years, and you're like, you're right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But how rare it is for you to write your first movie and sell it and make it.
Well, I mean,
I think Stallone wrote 40 movies before he made Rocky. I think he wrote like 40 movies.
Really?
He Instagrammed like a year ago an old black and white photo, and it was just a pile of scripts like scattered all over like a living room floor. And he's like, I wrote all of these before Rocky.
Oh, he's such a badass.
Right?
Such a badass.
And that's why he had like $3 to his name, you know?
Yeah.
There is something
really freeing about nobody's able to tell you no, right? I feel like as an actor, you're constantly waiting on something or someone to tell you, hey,
yeah,
you're good, kid. Come on over and, you know, be in our picture. And whenever you write it and create it and you make something from kind of nothing, they don't get to tell you that anymore because it's, you know, it's yours.
What year does the movie take place in?
It's modern time.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what you need for your movie. You need a Dodge.
Do.
The Brotherhood of Muscle is looking for new members, and the only way to join is to get behind the wheel of Dodge's only family of all-wheel drive muscle cars. Check out this lineup. They got a Dodge Charger. It's the only muscle car in its class to throw you back in your seat with 300 horsepower and still get 30 miles per gallon. The Dodge Challenger. Now the rush of opening it up on the highway doesn't have to come at a cost. It's the most affordable V8 in its class. The Dodge Journey. It's the most powerful three-row all-wheel drive vehicle in its class. And of course, our Dodge Durango. This is the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive availability in its class. These cars are fantastic. The rides of summer are here, so visit your local Dodge dealer and join the Brotherhood of Muscle today. So you guys want to check those out?
Just a quick little shout out to Dodge.
Yeah.
We were my wife and I went up to San Francisco a couple weeks ago and rented a car when we were there. I won't say who I rented it with, but you'll understand why in a second. But I rented just a normal car. I show up and it was a what's the four door? Challenger or Charger?
A Charger.
Charger.
Yeah.
I roll up and I see a Charger and I'm like, oh, that's a good looking car. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's probably like the six cylinder though, which is a great car still. But being a car guy, you always want that American muscle.
Yeah. And
so then I walk around the back of it and I see it says SRT on the back. I'm like, oh,
really?
Oh, this. Yeah. I was like, this can't be a rental car. This is weird. So I go in and
it's the manager's car. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, this is the one that, you know, whatever. And so I go in and I'm trying to sweet talk the lady at the desk. And I'm like, oh, hey, I see you guys got it. She goes, oh, yeah, we got one of those. You know what? Actually, I'm going to do for you. You can have that one. So I take it and I pull up. I go to pick up my wife and I'm like, hey, baby, check this out. And she likes cars, but not as much as you know, we do. And I had found out just previously that she had never done a donut in a car before.
Oh.
And so I took this upon myself. We were close to the airport, open roads, nobody around, to give her for her first donut. And then
who'd you rent it from? I forgot.
Do what?
Who'd you rent it from? I forgot. Yeah, right.
But so shout out to Dodge.
Yeah, shout out to Dodge.
Appreciate that.
So you guys did donuts.
We did donuts in it, yeah, up and down I don't even know what street, some airport road right there.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
Exactly where?
Yeah.
Did it on a closed course?
Yeah.
It was on a closed course.
It's on a closed course.
Yeah. I just want to pick apart some of this car news that I've been getting into, which is interesting. We've been talking about when Alistair Weaver was in here from Edmunds, we were talking about some of the hot new cars. And the 8 Series, I think he and I were sort of debating on. I like the new BMW 8 Series. We saw the car at the Quail, I think, a year ago.
Oh, you Chris saw it in person?
Was with, yeah, Chris cool. was with us. I don't know if he was remembering. He was drinking and smoking cigars with Sonny.
That's all I remember.
That's all I remember. We got Chris had like, I don't know, was whiskey or something? He had whiskey and he had cigars.
Whatever it is, I had it. Everything.
And then he was sitting at a table and I said, Sonny, come over here. And then Sonny sat down and I gave Sonny the cigar and the glass of whiskey, just kind of like a non-pose, just a very nonchalant photo with him and Chris like toasting each other with whiskeys and cigars. Took a photo, sent it to his mom. I was like, Lynette, it's like Sonny and Chris having the best time ever. And then she writes back, does he have sunscreen on? I was like, what's with the whiskey and the cigar? I mean, like, what's the deal? She's like, is he wearing his hat?
What SPF does he have on?
It's the best photo ever. I gotta find that one. Okay, so we were talking about the 8 Series. I like what they're doing. So the 8 Series, when it comes here, it's going to only have the one engine. It's going to have the 8-cylinder engine, the Turbo 8. Now, it's debuting with that, but we're probably going to get an M8.
Oof.
But the 8 that's going to come out is still going to be like 0 to 60 in 3.9 or 3.7. So the M version is going to be insane.
Stupid quick.
Right? It's going to be stupid quick. But what's just been released is the pricing. The coupe, which I guess is pretty much the only thing they have right now, it's priced at $112,895. That includes a $995 destination fee.
Oh, don't forget that.
All the cars will come with an automatic transmission, all-wheel drive, four-wheel steering, and M Sport brakes. That's it. Right, that's the base model. So the base model, they're really trying to go after this flagship large two-door coupe. And I have to define that now, two-door coupe, because we have stupid four-door coupes.
Yeah.
Like the Grand something.
Yeah.
The 6 Series, and I don't get it. And then we'll get an M version. Okay, speaking of coupes, tell me what you think of this. You're a Porsche guy. You like Porsche now.
I love Porsches.
Yeah. Like, you weren't always, but now, the last, like, 18
I've
months.
I've seen the light.
You've drinking the Kool-Aid.
I've seen the light, and I've come around.
And now you're a Porsche guy.
I am.
Your dad's got a sweet-ass ride. He's got a Panamera.
Yep. Love that car.
What has he got, an S, a 4S?
He's got the executive.
And I think the executive S only comes in, executive. In an S.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So he's got a V8, Panamera, executive. It's, check out this color combination, guys. It's chalk. It's that kind of white gray, all blackout trim.
Yep.
Black wheels.
Yep.
Red interior. And he waited like 18 months because he wanted the Porsche crest in the headrest. Yep. And that was a special order item. And
so worth it.
Yeah. He's just like, I just love it. I just want that item. That car is gorgeous.
That car is gorgeous. I was just out in Phoenix this past weekend and got to drive that car. And it's, we're living in the future. I mean, it's got like an iPad touch display all the way through, and you know, it's massaging me in like 42 different ways, and like, you know, but then at the same time, you punch it, and you know, you're
the thing takes off. The thing takes off.
Beautiful. And the chalk, like you, I think chalk.
That color is fantastic.
Might be my favorite color from Porsche right now. I like the.
I like that it's a throwback color. There's no metallic in it. It's shiny. It's, you know, you'd think something like Porsche, I don't know, 356, some of those colors from back in the day.
I have a question about the 8 Series real quick, not to go back, but you said automatic. So are they only coming in automatics?
Yeah. There's not going to be a manual option.
What do you
think is a little misleading because are you saying, are they saying automatic only, no SMG? Mm. Like, I know they mean no conventional manual stick.
No clutch.
Right? But I think they mean the 8 Series is going to be automatic only, and all the automatics have some sort of paddle, but it's not a true, like, SMG. It's not but I think the M might have an SMG or something in it.
Really?
Yeah. It's not going to have a conventional stick.
How do you feel about that? Because I have opinions on that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you feel on that.
Okay, so if I was buying a Porsche, I'd want a manual transmission. But if I was buying, like, an M, you know, an M8 or something, I think I'd be okay with the paddle. Like, I love the stick. One of the cars that I thought was kind of cool, I was going to bring up a thing about a Porsche Cayenne. That was what I was leading to, is the first-gen Porsche Cayenne GTS had a manual transmission, and I drove the GTS with a manual. And that truck is fun with a manual. I hesitate to say truck, but...
truckish.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to tell you about some of our great sponsors. Of course, we have Wrangler. Everyone has a favorite pair of jeans that fit perfect and always look great. No one knows this better than Wrangler. Wrangler jeans, they're made for the modern-day adventurers. Whether you ride a bike, a bronc, or a skateboard, these jeans are for you. Classic or modern styles, a range of fits, and a price that works for you, plus vintage re-releases. Those I love. You can visit Wrangler.com and check out their great selection of jeans, shirts, pants, and outerwear for men and women. I wear them. I use them. I wear my fancy Wranglers for when I'm going out, and I got my beater ones too when I'm working on the car when it's cold. I wear them all the time. You guys will love them. Wrangler, denim made for the modern world. Anyway, so Chris is telling me we got a call.
We got a caller.
Who's on the phone?
This is Jeremy Fry. He's been on the show before. Stunt driver.
Oh, buddy. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're in the studio. Tyson's with me. Tyson Sullivan's with me. Jeremy Fry is our stunt driver friend.
We had him last. He was promoting Baby Driver.
That's right. He was a stunt driver on Baby Driver. He's been working on John Wick movies, a whole bunch of stuff. And what's going on, buddy?
Yes. Well, I'm sitting here listening to my friend, former friend, talking about how he'd be okay not driving a manual transmission, and it's just so sad.
I was just making a point saying if I was buying a Porsche, I'd want to go manual all the way, but if a new BMW M8 coupe, full-size coupe, if the SMG is the only option, then what choice do you have? And it's probably all-wheel drive.
No, I get it. And the nice thing for you about having an automatic is you'd have a free hand to do your makeup while you're driving.
That's why I like Jeremy.
Early car.
That's why we get along, Jeremy.
Where are you, man?
I am in New York City.
What are you doing?
New York City. We are working, well, I am working on John Wick 3, the third installment of the series.
Wow.
Ooh.
Tell me the entire plot line real quick. Go.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Just a bullet point.
And this will be my last job I ever get to do.
So let me guess. It's Keanu Reeves dressed in black shooting people in the head.
Wait. Have you read the script?
The script is one and a half pages long. What are you working on out there? So, are you driving?
Yeah. I mean, technically, I'm driving. Right now, what we're rehearsing, I want to be careful what I say or don't say, but right now, what we're rehearsing and working on are a couple of sequences that involve vehicles and. But there's some vehicles that are involved with this that aren't actually on camera, and
yeah, like the food trucks.
Kind of a basically that's the place to be.
You're doing catering now. That's nice.
Not only driving the taco truck, cool. It's got them.
Hey,
automatic.
Times are tough. Don't judge. So we're I'm driving a couple of kind of I'll call them effects rigs. They're trucks or vehicles that are holding or towing things that are involved in the chase, but I'm not actually on camera. And they're having me do it because these vehicles have to be, I don't know why they're calling me to do it, but they have to be driven pretty precisely, you know, very exact speeds, very very exact acceleration, deceleration, tight quarters. So usually they would have Teamsters or other guys drive these things, but these are kind of special circumstances, so... For right now, that's what I get to do. And I've got to drive some other vehicles as well. I'm not going to do too many details. Some of them have two wheels. So it's kind of fun to spread my wings a little bit and drive some other ones. So that's what I'm doing out here in New York.
Cool. And I think that's something people that aren't necessarily in the business might not understand about stunt guys is that it's not always just the big stunt that you see them driving. A lot of times, you know, anytime that you have actors interacting with cars or around cars or, you know, really anything where like Jeremy said, there needs to be some sort of precision. Those are stunt guys. Those are guys that are professionally trained to know if it goes perfectly, awesome. But if something goes wrong, they know how to handle the cars and know, you know, where to put them, that kind of stuff. Would that be right, Jeremy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times you're paid to do something, but a lot of times you're getting paid to avoid things that could come up. So sometimes, you know, I'll have days where I come home and I tell my wife, "Yeah, we didn't do anything." But a lot of times that's good because you didn't want anything to happen. You're there for the just in case. What happens if this line breaks and this car does this, or what happens in case, you know, there's any number of situations where a lot of times it's wise to guys in there who are, you know, professionally paid to be heads up. So not that I am the best at that. Sometimes I get distracted by shopping for
putting on your
cars
makeup
and parts. Yes, touche. But no, it's we're paid a lot of times to not just do the big gags, but to be around and ensure safety. You're very good double, very talented double, Paul Lacavara.
Love
he's
Paul.
A good friend of mine. And so, you know, a lot of times we'll work together, and sometimes one of us gets to do the big gag, and someone else is just driving alongside, but it's an important position, too.
Yeah, like Jeremy said, Paul's my stunt double on a lot of stuff. Incredible driver. He took me out drifting one time, which he was like, he called me up. He's like, "Yo, Tice, you want to go, you want to learn how to drift?" And I don't know any guy that I would be friends with that would ever say no.
No to that?
To that?
Yeah.
So I said yes. He went out and took me. But he's been working on Hawaii 5-0. He does correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, but he does most of their car stunts for that show and has for the past few seasons.
For Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
Jeremy's taking a bath.
For sure. For sure. He does a lot of them. He's very, very, very talented in many different ways, not just behind the wheel. So.
Oh, yeah.
He's working out there. So, yeah, you know, when he's not available, I might be, and
Jeremy rocks
who knows,
and rolls.
Maybe I make a better double than him.
There you go.
You're going to have the double for Tyson as soon as Tyson gets a driving gig. let's not be fooled by why they bring you out there. Somebody staring at a huge rig with $500,000 camera on the top going, should we get Bob the caterer to drive it, or should we get Jeremy the experienced guy? It's like, well, I don't know what Jeremy's worth, but that camera's worth $500,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
well, what's interesting out here in New York is and this is no judgment, this is not right or wrong, but the unions are very strong out here, and there are a lot of rules about who gets to drive what vehicles. And one of the vehicles I'm driving, if not two of them, the rules seem to indicate that it should be a Teamster, which I'm not. So there's been a lot of discussion, and you know they have to work through that. They have to talk to the union and make sure it works out okay. So
I feel like just two people are going to get paid, right? Like somebody who's not doing anything is going to get paid, and then you're going to get paid to do the work.
That's why movies are so expensive.
That's why John
Wick
3 is $100 million.
For a lot of those reasons. Yeah. Exactly. No, those are. That's exactly why a lot of these are expensive. But I don't know the details on how they work it out. I know that they have worked it out, which is great. You want everyone to be happy, but you also want to be safe. And the reality is you know, for a lot of jobs, if not most of the jobs, you can have a Teamster so and drive. But a lot of times, you need someone who specializes in something to be behind the wheel or doing that or doing some kind of a gag. So that's nice that I am trusted by some people to be in that spot. It pays the bills and keeps the kids happy.
Can you tell us anything about the movie or when does it come out?
I think it's pretty safe to say that if you liked the other John Wicks, or if you didn't like it, it's going to be you will like this one or continue to not like it. But most people I've talked to like it, and I love them. I think they're great. I think there's a lot of really creative shots. There's a lot of solid ideas, and I got to tell you guys, and Keanu Reeves is unbelievable as a person, and his work ethic is second to none. He works so hard. I mean, they're talking about having to make him take days off so he's not working 7 days in a row training to do these really physically demanding gags. Wow. So he works hard. He's so generous. He likes to see people happy. He uses what he's been given to really touch a lot of people. And I can't say enough good things about him. So it's always a good, fun time to work with him. I'm very blessed to know him. And he works really hard. So and his role seems perfect for him. So it's nice to see him back on screen. It's so weird for me. I don't watch a whole lot of TV, and so as a result, I've only one time, it was very recently, worked on a show that I actually kind of enjoyed and watched, and that was Better Call Saul, so it was really fun to work on that show recently.
Nice.
So this is the second time I've got to work on a show, well, I guess the third time, but anyway, it's not very often I get to work on a show where I see the characters, like, I know that character, and the first night on set for me, I saw Keanu go and do his stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's John Wick. Right there, that's John Wick.
That's awesome.
You've been working with him for years and years and years. You're like, but that's John Wick. Keanu, where's Keanu? He should see this. Oh, no, wait, it is Keanu. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's the best. It's super fun.
If you guys are there doing that, does that mean Keanu's not going to make it out to Goodwood this weekend? We're going to miss him out there.
I can't say that. I will tell you that the schedule is always up in the air, and I've heard Keanu's name associated with schedule changes and schedule planning. I don't know, but I haven't seen him for a couple of days, but it's the first question I'm going to ask him when I do. So I hope he makes it.
We're flying out like Wednesday night. We're going to get there Thursday. We're filming stuff. Adam and I are filming. I gave you a little insider tip here. We are filming a bunch of videos for Motor Trend On Demand. And
right on.
Nate's already out there probably causing havoc, giving Americans a bad name while he's out there saying, get ready. So we're going to do that. And our social media guys, Vero, there's a social media platform called Vero. So we're shooting like 5 videos for Vero and 5 videos for Motor Trend On Demand. And I was talking to Adam about sort of our ideas of the things we want to shoot while we're out there. If you run into Keanu and he's going to go out there with his arch motorcycle guys or whatnot, shoot me a text or something. We'd love to connect with him. I'm not sure how we connect with him, but maybe you can and put in a word or something or get a pass along a number, but we'd love to get him in there as well. And when we went 2 years ago, he and his partner Guard Hollinger, I believe, from Arch Motorcycles, they were up there riding those bikes. And Keanu's a badass, man.
Dude,
like you were talking about, like it's one thing on film, but this isn't film. This is him getting all of his leathers and going out there and
yep,
and riding the bike up the hill. And we've known him for a few years. He did the Toyota Pro Celebrity Race with Adam years ago, and we all got to hang out. We did the practice sessions, and I was there the whole time. And Everybody stayed at the hotel, and he's done it a few times. And when Adam and I were at Goodwood, we were in sort of this you know, like a lounge area, like a lunch area for some of the drivers and some of the VIPs and stuff. And Adam and I were sitting there having lunch, and there's 200 people in the room, and Keanu walks in, and he sees us, and he kind of beelines it over to the table, and he's like, "Hey, guys." And I was like, "Hey, have a seat. What's going on?" He's like, how is the pro celebrity race? I missed it this year. I so want to do it because it was the last one. They did 40 years. And we're like, oh, man, it was so great. You know, it's like, and, you know, we did this and we did that. And they flipped the script, you know, because all the qualifying, they flipped it and then they ran it backwards, which was kind of a mess because then all the slow people were in the front.
Seems like an awful idea.
Yeah, it just seemed like an awful idea.
I don't know who came up with that idea, but that seems like the worst idea.
The last one.
Yeah, and there was some carnage and stuff involved. And he was like super into the story. And he was like, I can't believe I missed it. And Adam and I go into like this 7-minute story about how great the event was and, you know, bummed he wasn't there. And I said, yeah, but we're at Goodwood now. It's like, Keanu, last week, like not even barely last weekend, you were at Le Mans when the Ford GTs ran. How was that? He goes, awesome. and Adam and I were staring at each other going, what do we do? What do we say? What do we do? What do we say? I was like, is there more to that story?
That's great.
I was like, well said, sir. Well said.
I'll tell you what. You can know a dude is a good dude when stunt guys say that you're a good dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of people on set that for political reasons will say you're a good guy. But whenever the stunt guys say you're a good dude, you know you're a good dude.
So, you know, what I love about Keanu is he's a good – he's also – like, I get it. He's a good dude. He was super interested in the car stuff. He really is. And I wanted to talk with him about his motorcycle. So we said, hey – we're going to do a car cast episode, but also we want to film it. Would that be cool? He's like, yeah, yeah. Let me go talk down to some of my guys. Give me like 10 minutes. I'll meet you up here. We'll do it.
Cool.
No questions asked. And as the great Jay Leno says, why does it have to be difficult? Right?
So true.
He just makes things easy.
So true.
There's no like people to go through and a whole thing. Hey, Jay, can you be in our documentary? Yeah, sure. Give me like an hour, finish up lunch, and I'll meet you at whatever building B in an hour, like at Monterey. Mm-hmm. And he's in our documentary, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, great. And he's like, yeah, why does it have to be difficult? You know, and Keanu is the same way.
Yeah.
And we've been quoting that Leno quote for, you know, ever since, for 4 years now since we did that documentary. So, Nate sets up a camera and stuff. We're kind of just outside in this area, next to the cafeteria over at Goodwood on the, you know, at the Goodwood Castle. And there's, you
sure.
know, yeah.
I love how Matt says at the Goodwood cafeteria, whenever I'm picturing like silver china, you know, those picnic tables that are handcrafted.
Yeah. Well, back then he was only Lord March, Charles March.
Oh, okay.
And now he's Duke of Richmond.
So
he's been promoted. So this is great. Is I don't know, Jeremy, if you ever met his business partner, Gard Hollinger, who runs Arch with him. He builds the bikes, but a great dude.
Yeah.
Very quiet guy. You know, just he's the quiet guy. So there's four of us kind of standing like next to each other, almost like half circle kind of thing. And it's Adam on one end, and then Gard, who's about my height, and then me, and then Keanu, right? And Keanu walks up, and all of a sudden, he just turns into fucking veteran, just professional, and he's so good. He walks over, he looks at Nate, he looks at me, he looks at Nate, he looks at me, he goes over to Nate, he moves the camera, he adjusts the lights, and I swear to God, and then he comes over, and he looks at me, and he adjusted the camera that everything's going to be waist high. This is where you see us. He's framed it up waist high.
Yeah.
And above, right? Then he looks at me and he sees that I'm like a fucking foot shorter than he is. So then he kind of like hikes up his pant legs and spreads his legs about 3 feet to make himself lower.
The consummate pro.
He goes, so now we're in the same scene together, in the same shot together.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, let's do this. And he turns and he holds his hands up, claps, and goes, go. And Nate shot the whole interview. He didn't say a thing. Like, Nate didn't say anything. And we were going back and forth, and I was just getting nerdy with the questions. You guys machine this, and this is billet. And he's like, yeah, I love that, and did all the stuff, and it was great. And we were done. He's like, good, done, cut. And then he just walked away.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, guys, thanks a lot, see you later.
Oh, that's
like,
so cool.
It couldn't have been any better. And he made all of us feel like rock stars in that moment. And I could see why you say what you say about him, Jeremy. He's just a rad dude through and through. I hope this movie's going to be fantastic. You guys are going to have fun.
Me too.
I could tell you he seemed to love Goodwood, so hopefully he gets a weekend off and gets to fly over. You know, look, New York's a lot closer than we are.
Yeah,
you know, for him to get a little plane over there and just parachute out above the Goodwood Castle and just land there and we'll see him there. So hopefully he can get it done.
I could see him.
Yeah,
doing
he
that
might
too.
Be able to shoot over there. Maybe I get to tag along.
I was going
to
say
unlikely, but
yeah, just see you can maybe fit on his carry on or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Come on over.
I hope so. I hope to see you guys out there. But if not, I hope you guys have a blast.
Thanks, man. All right, we're going to let you get back to work. What else are you working on? What's new? Or what's the next thing we're going to see you in? I know this movie's going to be probably next summer, but you're stuck, man. You got to work every day.
Usually that question, I hate that question because the truth is you go from job to job. And so people, it's like, what are you doing next? I go, well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing next. How about what I'm doing now?
Yeah.
But right now,
like, what have you done that's coming out, right? Like, what have you done that we can see you in other than Better Call Saul?
nothing super significant.
Then you crushed it this summer. Good job.
Well, it was good. It was good. Here's the other thing, too. Is you work on a show and people are like, oh, this is great. When are we going to see it? Like a year and a half.
I know, right? Isn't that that's
such a bummer.
That's entertainment.
Yeah, it's such a bummer.
It is. But here's what's cool is as soon as I'm off of this, whatever that is, I am going on to, drumroll, Le Mans 66, which is a Ford versus Ferrari 1966 show.
Awesome.
And I could not be more excited. It's going to go more or less through the end of the year. You know, I'll be working on and off. There's some breaks in between in the schedule, but for the most part, from now until November, so I'll be working on that. Which
wait, this is the film, right?
Really excited.
This is the James Mangold film.
This is the one with Christian Bale?
Yeah,
Christian Bale as Ken Miles and Matt Damon as Carroll Shelby. And I talked to one of their like junior producer guys at one point, and he said they were still trying to sign De Niro as Enzo Ferrari.
Ooh. And hold on, they're going to need, correct me, they're going to need stunt drivers for
they're
that
They're
going
to need stunt drivers
That's
for
weird.
That movie? I don't know.
What?
Well,
listen,
I will tell you that the list. I've seen the list of who's coming out there, and the guys who are coming out there are legit guys. I mean, they're going to have several, I don't even know all the guys they're going to have. They're going to have a good number of actual racers, but a lot of the guys who are coming out under the stunt, with the stunt team, are bona fide, you know, racers. You got Reese Millen, can't tell you for sure if Tanner Faust is out there. I saw his name somewhere. I don't know if he's on it or not. Same with Greg Tracy. You know, these guys who have, you know, the pedigree is going to be very deep. I'm going to be at the shallow end of the pool there for sure.
It sounds fantastic. I hope they have enough budget to shoot Le Mans at Le Mans. When I talked to their guys months ago, they're like, oh, it's going to be great. We're shooting Le Mans in Atlanta. I'm like, nope. Nope. Like, if you're going to shoot the Le Mans scenes, you need to be at Le Mans. So I don't know what's going to happen. They're like, we only have an $80 million budget. I was like, only? He's like, we need to be above 100 to get to Le Mans. I was like, I don't know how that works, but I feel like Jeremy will work on budget. Don't get Tony Kanaan and Graham Rahal out there driving for you. Maybe get Tanner Faust and Jeremy Fry.
That's right.
Yeah, and hey, if you guys keep training, maybe we'll bring Tyson and Matt, the dream team.
Nobody wants me behind the wheel of those cars, that's for sure. Nobody wants me.
Well, Jerry's going to be our driving instructor. So after this, you're going to go do that back-to-back, or we're going to get together and grab some steaks in between?
We'll have some time. I'll have breaks. The schedule's not contiguous, so we'll find some time to squeeze in a little dinner here and there.
All right, man. Cool. Sounds good.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeremy.
Thanks
later, buddy.
A lot. We're going to wrap up here, and I'm going to go ahead.
I got one
and,
quick thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were just talking about John Wick, which made me think of, if you love John Wick, I don't know, a buddy of mine, Logan Marshall Green, just had a movie. Because I was thinking about how successful John Wick, you know, kind of created a genre.
Yeah.
And my buddy just had a film come out called Upgrade.
Okay. You're going to tell me about it. First, I'm going to tell you about J.B. Weld. We like to do things, and we like to make things here on Castrol CarCast. That's why we're happy to have a new member of the team, JB Weld. I know you know them. JB Weld has been around forever. They're America's favorite epoxy for 50 years. If you have a big or small project in your garage, in your home, workshop, craft room, whatever, you need a strong, dependable, and permanent adhesive. Try JB Weld Epoxy. It's super easy to use. You can find it online in your favorite places like Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Advanced Auto Parts, Walmart, and Amazon. All of the places you hang out. Whether you're a pro or an experienced DIYer, it's made in the USA and it's the best you can use. You can, can you love epoxy? Yes, you can. And you know we do over here. We use this stuff all the time. Your projects deserve the best. That's why we use it when we need the best results. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
Boom.
All right, tell me about Upgrade. It looks badass. You've seen the trailer. Chris, have you seen the trailer for Upgrade? This movie Upgrade?
Yeah, I have actually.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a good answer.
Got a lot of Instagram ads when it was coming
out.
Oh,
did you? Right? Yeah. That's his boy.
Oh, nice.
Logan Marshall Green, LMG.
LMG. And it is probably one of the most fun, action-packed. If you love John, it's like John Wick times. It's awesome. It's really, really cool. You'd love it.
So the synopsis is something happened to him and he becomes paralyzed
It's like set in the future, and at the beginning of it, he becomes paralyzed, and then he gets put this thing called STEM put in him that kind of controls his
body.
Like
on his neck, and it's kind of
into his neck and spinal cord, and then it's like a computer program that kind of controls his body.
Can he talks to it like Siri, though.
Exactly, but he's the only one that can hear it and talk to it. And so then he gets all these kind of, you know, superpowers more or less like is able to, you know,
this is what I love about the scenes, and this must be amazing for him to film just on a fun level, is when he starts fighting, he doesn't really know his abilities, and STEM is doing it and controlling him like a puppet. So he's just like bitch slapping people and like ninja fighting them. And he's like, look at that.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's realizing at the same time you are as the audience member. Yeah. He's like, what am I doing? Oh my God. What? Okay. We're doing this now.
He nails it. Such a great job.
Great. You guys, I just thought I'd bring that up whenever we mentioned John Wick.
All right. So, you guys follow Tyson Sullivan. He's at Tyson Sullivan on Twitter and Instagram. You're kind of weak on the Twitter, though.
I'm very weak on Instagram. If you think I'm weak really? On Twitter, you'd think I'm even weaker on Instagram.
All right. Well, then don't follow.
I'll get into it more, and we'll start tweeting. Tweet at me there.
Find him on Twitter and Instagram, Tyson Sullivan. He needs 5 new followers.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Fry. He's at JFryJFry. Right? I feel like that's kind of a...
Redundant.
No, it's kind of a, what am I thinking of?
No, it's redundant.
Futurama. Futurama thing.
Oh, Fry? Fry?
Yeah.
They share the same name, I guess. But yeah, J Fry
on Instagram. Find him there. He's on the set of John Wick 3. We can't tell anything about it, but I'm pretty sure we all know what it's about.
Hey, Keanu Reeves is in it.
Keanu Reeves is in it. Apparently, Keanu Reeves is in it.
That's all you need to know.
I was going to get into this Porsche thing. We're going to run out of time, but what I was going to say was Porsche is making a Cayenne coupe. And the way BMW is doing it, X6. So Cayenne coupe. So
I saw the pictures. It doesn't look strikingly different to me than like...
It's still kind of camouflage. It's not camouflage, but they use black tape where some of the lines are.
Gotcha.
So the A pillars and the B pillars... Well, the A pillars are the same. B pillar and C pillar, they use kind of tape to make it look like a regular Cayenne, but just the rear hatch is like a little more angled.
Gotcha.
And you're like... It looks weird, but I think once you do like the chrome window trim or, you know, like a brushed kind of window trim thing, you'll start to realize some of the lines.
So what's the true difference between that and a Cayenne?
I don't know. It's just less room inside. I couldn't exactly say. But it's going to, you know, we're going to look at them and go, oh, yeah, I like that better. I don't use the hatch that much. So maybe I'll just get that one.
That
one looks better. All right, guys, we're gonna wrap this up. And I'm going to tell you, Dodge engines are revving, tires are squealing, and rubber is burning, which means summer is almost here. Well, I guess it is here. The Brotherhood of Muscle waits for no one, and there's no time like the present to flex your muscle on the open road. Hurry into your local Dodge dealership today. Check out these cars. Once again, our Dodge Charger. You can maximize your mileage and power with up to 300 horsepower while still getting 30 miles per gallon. The Dodge Challenger. Take the streets by storm with the most affordable V8 in its class. You just did that.
Did.
You literally did that. But you did it in the Charger.
Yes.
The four-door, yeah. The Dodge Journey. Maximize your adventures with the most powerful three-row all-wheel drive in its class. I like that the minivans are still badass when it comes to Dodge.
They are.
Right? You know what used to happen? I think MPG, Mark Paul Gossler. Really? But I think he rolled up in a Dodge
minivan. He's got a lot of kids, like, so you got to throw them in the back.
Yeah, he had it all down there. The Dodge Durango, this is the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive availability in its class. There you go. The rides of summer are here, so visit your local Dodge dealer and join the Brotherhood of Muscle today. All right, guys, thank you so much. Chris, good job.
No, good job to you and Tyson.
Hey, Chris, great job.
Great job.
Great job to you guys.
We're going to catch up. Hopefully, we're going to catch up with Goldberg and maybe Alistair Weaver as well while we're in at Goodwood. And we're going to try to – Adam and I are going to try to get a show while we're on the road out there as well. Tune in this Friday. Adam and I will be in the studio one last time before heading out there. And I'm gonna go to Rome and Sicily while I'm out there. Because why not? So check us out at carcastshow.com. If you continue to like the show, you like this version of the show, hopefully you do, go on to iTunes, give us a nice little rating, a nice little review, say how much you like it. If you don't like it, you don't have to say anything. It's fine. You know, we're good.
Keep your
You can follow Goldberg as well at Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter. And you can follow him at Goldberg95 and Goldberg's with an S, Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. And guys, thank you so much. And until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.